And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. Thou sayest, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me? Thou sayest, Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifteth thee up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thine hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? Then said they, We will restore them, and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. And thou sayest, How doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Although thou sayest thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him, therefore trust thou in him. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. If thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me? Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Yet thou sayest, Because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, Prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who touched me? But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. And sayest thou, Who touched me? And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead in the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked.